What's happening locally? The news.
And it is our Monday morning look, our first look for the week at some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, received a document of more than 15 pages in which are reflected, in detail, the serious problems of the Social Security Fund, CSS, its administration and the pension scheme, one of its components on the verge of bankruptcy. The document delivered by the National Council of Private Enterprise, CONEP, reflects the analysis and opinions of actuaries, doctors, financiers and members of the current board of directors of the CSS regarding the debacle of the exclusively defined benefit subsystem disability, old age and death, the IVM program, and the administrative decomposition that drags the institution. Well, by making a kind of diagnosis, they also offered solutions. Jose Barrios Enaje, former deputy administrator of the Panama Canal Authority, the ACP, indicated that one of the priorities is to modify the organic law of the CSS and appoint notable people to the board of directors who adhere to the regulations. The second thing is that the institution is auditable, that it has external auditors, and that it is responsible for the assigned resources. It must also have robust, well-formulated budgets. If we intend to make changes to the CSS with the current structure, there will be very little that can be done in terms of governance, he stated. The CSS is an institution created in the last century, back in 1941, and continues today to operate with the same structures, with the same board of directors, with the same processes as 80 years ago. This must change, because the world has changed, said Enaje. His words are gaining strength now that the date on which the reserves of the exclusively defined benefit subsystem will end is approaching. That's 2024. The document delivered to Cortizo also warns and mentions a CONEP proposal, which is based on a pillar structure with a first non-contributory solidarity segment, while the others, well, they're based on the individual savings of each contributor. They asked President Cortizo to face the crisis and the deficit of the IVM with determination under a rationale debate, free of ideological and political passions, and always with the interest of generating a sustainable situation. The cards are on his side. The multi-million dollar seafood market in the township of Caledonia, flagship project of the mayor of the District of Panama, José Luis Fábrega, continues to be involved in controversy. On October the 25th, the administration attorney, Rigoberto González, requested that the resolution of the Ministry of Economy and Finance be declared illegal, by means of which several fincas on the coastal strip were transferred to the mayor's office of Panama for the construction and development of the new seafood market at a cost of $43 million. González delivered his opinion in writing to the Supreme Court of Justice as part of the contentious administrative lawsuit filed by the forensic firm Buffet de Sanctis on behalf of former Vice Mayor Risa Banfield and other citizens such as Carlos Eduardo Varela, Luis Eduardo Alfaro and Angelica Maitin, the latter former director of the National Authority for Transparency and Access to Information. Despite what was stated by the administration attorney in his role, dated September 28th, lawyer José Alejandro Cuey Detis, representing the municipality of Panama, requested the court to annul the provisional suspension that weighs on the MEF resolution. The municipality lawyer argued that the transfer of the fincas does not require citizen consultation, as erroneously been interpreted in the lawsuit. For ignoring the application of the principle of best interests of the minor when issuing an opinion of the family case related to Adolfo Chichideo Barrio, the public ministry opened a disciplinary proceeding against a circuit prosecutor of the Superior Prosecutor for Civil Affairs, Agrarian and Family. The public ministry communicated this decision through their account on the social network Twitter, but did not report the name of the prosecutor. In addition, the public ministry made it clear that the opinion expressed by the prosecutor does not represent the criteria of this institution, which has made enormous efforts so that the pre-named person is brought to our country and faces justice. He recalled that Deo Barrio, former private secretary of former President Ricardo Martinelli, is a person who maintains current criminal proceedings in the Republic of Panama and is being required by the competent authorities. In some of these proceedings, Deo Barrio has even been declared in absentia. The appeal to trial occurs at a time when the ex-partner is facing custody of their minor daughter. Barasayo said this week that Judge Matilde Sanchez of the First Court for Children and Adolescents ordered that the girl be handed over to Deo Barrio in Italy as part of the international restitution process promoted by the latter. In an interview with journalist Alvaro Alvarado, Barasayo said that the prosecutor had opined in favour of Deo Barrio's claim, which led to the decision of the public ministry to initiate a disciplinary process against the official. And through Law 337 of the 14th of November, extraordinary payment agreements are established in acts dictated by the General Directorate of Revenue, the DGI, as a temporary measure to boost collection. Articles of Law 76-2019, Code of Tax Procedure, and other provisions are issued. Law 337 of 2022 includes an interesting and important administrative procedure tending to reduce the existing fiscal deadlock and seeks to increase tax collection. All of the above within a procedure called Extraordinary Payment Agreement, which concludes with a transaction document and in which the taxpayer whose unique taxpayer registry is in force, who is not investigated or convicted of tax evasion or fraud, can participate. Starting the process with a request from the taxpayer that must be submitted before the 31st of December and obligations that exceed the amount of $50,000, only considering the nominal value. The transaction consists of an agreement that is negotiated and signed by the Treasury with the taxpayer, aimed at reaching a commitment for both parties in relation to the requirement of the tax debt that is claimed by the tax administration and for the alleged non-payment of a tax under its jurisdiction. A man was murdered on the night of Saturday, the 19th of November. This was on 12 de Octubre Avenue in Panama City. According to preliminary reports, two men fired several shots at another, approximately 24 years of age, who was injured. The latter was transferred to a hospital to receive medical attention, but his death was later reported. According to the National Police, the person did have a criminal record. So far, no arrests have been made for this event. Deputy Commissioner Jaime Toledo, head of the San Francisco Police Zone, said that operations are being carried out in the sectors of Pueblo Nuevo, Rio Abajo, and Parque Lefebvre to find the alleged suspects. And for the first time in the history of archery, Panama will participate with a full team of 12 archers in the 26th Pan American Archery Competition, which will take place from the 21st to the 27th of November in Chile, fulfilling one of the main objectives of the work of the National Archery Association, led by Luis Barria. The Panamanian team is a mix of experience and youth, which is led by coach Gary Hernandez. And we wish them luck. That's good. First time. Full team. Excellent. And that's it. Those are some of the stories in the local news for this Monday morning, compiled for you on this morning's breakfast show.